Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tabitha Ricketts, and I would like to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. And we here are living well with sickle cell, and I am so excited. I have some special guests for you tonight. But also, we are going to be talking about one of our stellar events that we have every single year, and it is Camp New Hope, the first, the only sickle cell disease camp inside of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're very excited about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are located at 2391 Benjamin E. Mays Drive, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. Our telephone number where you can reach us is 404-755-1641. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. However, during the summer months, we do have our open line until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead on and get this show started. We're very, very excited tonight. We have inside of the organization. They have been with our organization for well over 30-plus years. Combined, it may do like 40-something years, but we're very excited to have them because they bring a breadth of knowledge as it relates to the history of the Sickle Cell Foundation. They know a lot about the sickle cell disease. As a matter of fact, like I said, they're counselors, they are hemoglobinopathies, and they speak to a lot of people about the sickle cell disease as well as counsel them on the different resources that's available to them. They also know a lot about camp. And I'm excited to be here with you tonight to talk to you and talk with them about the history of Camp New Hope. And we have right now today well over 140 children registered for our camp this year, which is July the 23rd and July 28th. We did open up camp registration January the 9th of this year. We wanted to do something differently. We wanted to get ahead of the ball game by having the parents register their children early because we know sometimes the back and forth of the doctor's appointments, updating their medications can be quite a task. So we invited them to open up our camp very, very early this year. And as a result of that, I am proud to say that we have well over 98% of our campers that's fully registered. So let's give ourselves a round of applause for that. And parents, we thank you, too, for doing such a great job, making sure you had your children registered on time. We really, really thank you for that. So without further ado, let me go ahead on and introduce our counselors that we have with our camp tonight. So first and foremost, we have Beverly Sinclair, and we also have Jackie George. So Jackie and Beverly, we'd like to welcome you tonight.
Thank you, Tabitha. It's always good to be with you.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Tabitha. And as you had to say something about age. You just pray that you make it
to our age. Oh, I am. I promise. So, ladies, you know, let's talk about the history of Camp New Hope. What year did camp start here at the foundation? Do you guys remember?
Tabitha, the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia sponsored the first camp for children with sickle cell disease in Georgia in 1977.
1977?
Yes.
So how many years have that been, Beverly?
That's been a long time.
Well, let me do the number while you keep talking about it.
But anyway, at that time, it was called the Sickle Cell Retreat.
Retreat,
and family members could attend the camp as well. We also, during the retreat, we went to different parts of Georgia. Sometimes they would go up to Helen, Georgia, in the mountains, and they went to Rock Eagle. So we went to various locations in Georgia. Now, when I came on in 1986, we started even going out of state with the retreat. A couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, we went to Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. And boy, did we have a very, very good time.
What did you down there? What did you do down there?
We had a lot of fun. What was done in Myrtle Beach?
Well, we totally understand. But Beverly, let me just tell you, that's 40 years that Camp New Hope has been into existence. So that is a long time. So let's congratulate ourselves on that. Woo-wee! Woo! We've been serving kids for 40 years. Wow, that's exciting.
That's a long time. Later on, the foundation collaborated with seven other organizations to plan the development of a specialized camp.
Okay.
And out of that planning came Camp Twin Lakes.
Okay.
Which was located in Rutledge, Georgia. That was where the Camp Twin Lakes first started in Rutledge. Now you have other campsites such as up in Winder, Georgia. But in 1992, we started going. We had a permanent place to start taking the kids to camp. And in 1993, the sickle cell camp was named Camp New Hope. And this was actually the camp. One of the campers attending came up with that idea to name the camp Camp New Hope.
So one of our children named the camp.
One of our campers named.
Oh, that is. Do you remember the camper's name?
No, I don't.
That is so phenomenal.
I haven't seen him on. No.
Okay.
All right. So that kind of gives you a little bit about the history of the camp. And so now we have a permanent place to go. Rather than trying to find places to go to, we have Camp Twin Lakes site. And our camp, New Hope, goes up to Winder, Georgia, to do the camp.
Oh, wow. Okay, so did you realize, Beverly, that our camp, and I know you realize this, I just have to say it for the people that's listening in to us tonight, that we are the first and only sickle cell disease camp in the state of Georgia?
Yes, we are.
Wow, guys. I mean, that is doing something phenomenal, right?
And when we started going to the Camp Twin Lakes facility, we used the Rutledge campsite down in Rutledge, Georgia.
Okay.
And then we went there for many years, and now we are going up to Winder, Georgia.
Do you have the address for that?
I don't have the address for the site for that, but we can get it.
Okay. All right. Well, just for, you know, those people that's listening, we'll give them the address. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll definitely give you the address for that. But I also want to talk about, you know, who actually attended the camp, because you were talking about we went back for 1977 when we started, and you said it was called a retreat.
Right.
And you said the parents and the children came?
Yes, some of the parents and the children.
Jack
can speak to that, because he was involved in the
mission.
Okay. So we had to have a camp for children with special needs, so there were certain things that had to be in place. So when it first started, we had not set up the partnerships. So we would go to, like, we may go to a hotel, but we have events in the city. We may go skating, we may go set up something with horseback riding. So we went to different venues around the city. Then what we started doing, and Bevel was talking about going down to Myrtle Beach. What we would do when we go to Myrtle Beach, we would always make sure that we identified a hospital in the area. At that time, Gerald Mansfield was over the camp as camp director. He would go and personally talk with them to let them know we were there and what would be needed. So we always made sure that there was a place for the kids to go in case they got sick. We also made sure that there were some of the counselors or some of the individuals went, that they were nurses also. So back during the beginning of the time, the families went and we made it an event for families. But then we wanted the children to get away from their parents and from their siblings so they could be with other children with sickle cell and make it special for them. So that's when we broke it apart and started only taking the children with sickle cell disease. That was in the state of Georgia. We went to, as Beverly said, we went to Myrtle Beach. We went to other places around the state.
Okay. 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 So, Jackie, tell me, you know, what is the importance and why were the partnerships so important, you know, for us to form, like with Camp Twin Lakes and things of that nature? You know, why did we do it? How was it done? And actually, when did it take place?
Well, as Beverly gave you that year, it was 1992. And at that time, again, Gerald Mansfield, who's the camp director, met with several other organizations. But the foundation went to make sure that sickle cell was included.
Okay.
And that our needs for our children were met.
Okay.
That we made sure that there would be physicians on site, that they would have like an infirmary so if kids got sick, they could stay at the infirmary. They made sure that they could give out their meds and make sure that they were on time. We made sure that there was access for ambulance, that they had to go to a local hospital. And also there is the opportunity, but we made sure that even if they need to be airlifted out, that there was helicopter.
Medevac
out.
Okay.
So we made sure all those, that was available too.
Okay.
So it was important to have this on site
So Camp Twin Lakes made sure that their services was available for those children with sickle cell.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for that overview, and thank you, Beverly, for the history. And I'm going to go ahead on and move over to our other guest that we have here with us tonight. And I think that you're going to find this rather interesting and very important. So if you're on the line, you may want to jot down some notes, because the two people that we have here with us next, they're actually physically involved on a day-to-day basis with your children the whole entire 7 day, well, 5 days, right, overnight, that we're providing, you know, care for the kids. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce Mr. Kadeem Harrison and Ms. Ty Tugba to the line tonight. They're here with us live in Blog Talk Radio, and they're going to talk about, you know, the differences of Camp Now, the experience as a camper, what the children can come to expect from attending our 5 day, you know, overnight camp. Like I said, we definitely have our medical directors and our medical providers with us the whole entire time that the children are there at camp. So you'll never have to worry about your children being unattended or not taken care of as it relates to their sickle cell disease and medications that they take. So Ty, I would like to thank you very much for being here. She's one of our youth, senior youth counselors here inside of the Sickle Cell Foundation. We have developed a youth services group. And as a result of this youth services group, they are now leading the camp. And so, Ty, I'm very excited to have you here with us tonight. So welcome, welcome. Oh, you're going to have to definitely talk up much better than that. I mean, you got to be loud on this Blog Talk Radio. So just tell me, you know, what have your experience been like at camp? Why did you volunteer to take part in this five-day camp? What have the children meant to you? What have the experience meant to you? So just give us an overview about you and why Camp New Hope and why a counselor and why a leader. Tell us about you.
Well, I volunteered at camp because I do have sickle cell, but I never experienced camp as a kid, and I didn't know that camp was available. So once I found out that it was available, I was excited, so I wanted to be a part in every way. And I volunteered like 5 or 6 years ago, but I was still volunteering, just doing the race and things like that.
Okay.
Once I started doing camp, I seen how the kids were excited to come to camp. They were happy to see you, and they were happy to be with their friends they know for years. And I just seen the excitement in their eyes. So I was like, okay, I have to come back every year. So from like 4 years ago, I haven't stopped.
How many years ago?
Four? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, four.
Okay.
Years ago, yeah.
Okay.
So,
So 4 years ago, you started volunteering, and you've just been there ever since. So tell us, what do you think the children, well, how do you think the children feel once they first get there and then upon their departure? Do you see a difference in that child being there at the camp?
It's a difference. I think it's the refresher. They are excited. They get to see. They know what every child is going through. They support each other through everything. If someone's sick, they're all going to the infirmary to check on them. If someone needs water, they're walking by, you need to drink water, you need to do this, and I know what's wrong with you. They're comparing their what goes on in their daily lives. They all can relate, so that's their conversation that they're having every day. And I think once they leave, they know that they're not getting that anywhere else, so they love it.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because I've spoke to a couple of parents, and after speaking to them, they tell me about the confidence in their child, how they're now more confident because they get to see other children living with the disease and they're not by themselves. It's also great to hear that the children are forming together their own community and taking care of each other. And I know that we as parents, you know, we hold on to the kids and we have this separation anxiety when they're leaving home for the first time, particularly when you're talking about coming to an overnight camp that's 5 days. But what I found from the parents that we're talking to after a child had that experience, the child never wants to miss it again. And then the parent feels more confident now that a child can go away for a couple of days and actually take care of themselves and be okay. So it kind of lessens the worries of the parents that are worried about their child, you know, going away to a sickle cell camp, you know, for 5 days overnight. So hold on 1 second for me. So before I do that, I want to just go ahead and quickly introduce our next guest and kind of bring him into the conversation, because he too suffers, I shouldn't say suffers, but he's affected with the sickle cell disease. And as a result of that, He as well have firsthand knowledge of the disease as a child, now as a young adult. He's a volunteer here with the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. He's also on staff with us. He's been very, very involved with every aspect of camp. But not only that, he's really taken a leadership role inside of our organization. So, Kadeem, welcome tonight. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Kadeem, just very quickly, give us your experience as a camper.
Well, honestly, I have never had that great experience.
Really?
Yes. Growing up, I was born and raised in the islands, so I've never heard about camp until I moved here.
To Atlanta, Georgia?
To Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
The foundation of Georgia.
Okay. So what does camp mean to you? You've never had the experience yourself, but now you are a volunteer. What does it actually mean to you to be a part of it?
It means a lot to me to be a part of it, to see the smiles of the campers, of course. And I look forward to it every year. Every year I look forward to camp. And as I said, like, not having that camp experience, I want, like, when I moved here, and I'm like, okay, there's a camp for children with sickle cell. I want to be a part of that.
Wow.
And being a part of it has been, it's been life-changing, honestly.
So tell me how it has influenced your life. You said it's been life-changing. Tell me, what does that mean?
It affects everything I do, honestly. So I do have a full-time job.
Okay.
But I do take time off just for camp to make sure we have what's needed to have a successful camp. To make sure the kids, what they're looking forward to is what we provide for them.
Okay, so why do you want to help other children with the sickle cell disease?
Because I know what it's like. I have sickle cell. I've seen other people living with sickle cell since I moved here, of course. Because back home, I thought it was just me. I thought it was just me. So when I moved here, and I'm like, okay, so there's other people. I started talking to other people. I got connected with the Sickle Cell Foundation. It is a great experience.
How did you get connected with the foundation?
So when I moved here, my mom, she did the research, and she's like, hey, there's a Sickle Cell Foundation. And I'm like, what? So she gave me the contact, and right, I moved here, let's say in August of the year, and then in September, I was volunteering with the Sickle Cell Foundation.
Wow, that is so awesome. So you've been with the camp ever since then?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome. So tell me, you know, I see all these pictures online about camp, and I see these children doing all these activities. Can you just give us an understanding of some of these activities, how they come about? I mean, I saw all kind of things, so I don't want to ruin the show. I want you to have the highlight of that. So tell us about all the different activities that the kids are a part of, and how, you know, how it comes about. How does that come about?
So we have a schedule, of course, for camp.
Okay.
And the schedule is made by the Camp New Hope Planning Committee.
Okay.
So we meet and we decide on the activities that we want to have for that year. So, and we also, you know, try to incorporate activities that campers asked for in previous years.
Okay.
And we try to make sure that everything, you know, what we're providing is what they really looking forward to.
So give me an idea of those activities.
So of course, camp is about fun, but it's also about education.
Okay.
So we do have a great transition program. Great, great. So that is mainly for the teens.
Okay.
But we do have other educational programs like Sickle Cell 101 for the younger campers. And it's just telling them about sickle cell, you know, day-to-day activities and all that stuff. And being at camp, they look forward to doing everything that they see everybody else doing. So they're involved in all the activities. So
what are those
activities?
Oh, archery. Okay.
We have archery.
Mm-hmm.
We have sports.
Okay.
And sports covers every sport.
Football, basketball, baseball,
every sport,
kickball, tennis ball.
Every sport you can think of. But the one they love the most is basketball.
Basketball.
Campers will be up all the late in the night just to play basketball.
What about fishing? Because I saw the children fishing.
You know, we do fishing. We do boating.
Okay.
We go to the pool every day.
The pool?
We go to
pool
every day. So that's something that campers also look forward to. We have cookouts.
Okay.
We have s'mores.
Oh, the fire pit with the marshmallows and the what do you call those cookies? graham crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, with marshmallows and chocolate. Oh, I remember that as a kid.
We have zip line. We have
zip line.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have a giant swing. A giant swing.
A giant swing. Wow.
Can you imagine what that's like?
Yeah, I can't imagine what that's like.
No,
but my heart probably couldn't take it today.
And then also the rock climbing wall.
The rock climbing wall, okay.
They also love climbing that wall. So, yeah, we do have a lot of.
If it's taller than me, I'm not getting on it.
Well, I tell you, there's something that you said to kick all this off when we start talking about activities, and I want you to expound on this just a little bit. Ty, you can chime in at any time, and both you and Kadeem. You talked about the transition program, and there are some people that's listening tonight, and they don't understand what a transition program is. And, of course, I do, because we work here, you do, Ty does, and everyone else. But can you just give us a quick overview of what is a transition program? You say you teach that to 10. What does that mean?
The transition program, it teaches them how to transition from a children's hospital to, well, not children's hospital, but just children care,
pediatric care
to adult care. And with that transition, they basically give them the tools they need to give them the confidence to be independent, to step up and advocate for themselves, that's the word.
Okay.
Right.
No, that makes
advocate
sense.
Advocate for themselves.
Okay.
So their parents would not have to do it. So sometimes Miss Jackie and Miss Beverly get parents who are still
overprotective.
Okay.
And so we want to get the parents to kind of, we want the kids to kind of stand up for themselves and say that, know who their doctor is, what medicine they're taking, what, how to handle their disease, drink more water, just do the things that they would do without someone telling them. So we try to build that at camp every year.
Well, I tell you that's incredibly important because, as you can imagine, all these children right now, their mothers are overseeing, their fathers are overseeing their care. But what happens when a child is away from their mom and parent and they may be getting ready to go into a crisis or they may have an emergency, rush to the hospital, then a child needs to have the ability and the capability of articulating what's going on with them to a particular doctor. So I can see why an activity like that, teaching them how to transition, is so incredibly important. And I know you said teens. Are we reaching back even a little bit younger to start teaching them that as well?
Transition, we start with teens, but we do a different program for the kids who are younger and
okay.
Get them set up for the transition program.
So oh, wonderful.
Step by step. So they start off in just getting information about sickle cell, and we try to see what they know.
Okay.
We let them answer questions about sickle cell and just try to see what their knowledge is already.
Okay.
And then as they get older, they transition into the program. So it's a step by step program.
Okay. Kadeem?
Also, with the transition program, instead of instructor being up there and just talking away, and the kids just listening, this year, the way we have it set up, we have games, different type of games in which we're still teaching transition, but it's not just somebody just talking to them. They're all involved.
Hands-on.
In live scenarios.
Okay. Oh, I think they're going to be in for a treat. I know they can't wait for that. They were going to definitely be in for a treat. So you talked about the workshops and the training that you do with the teens. How do the counselors and the volunteers go about getting trained to handle children with sickle cell? Because, yes, I understand you've experienced sickle cell disease because you are affected with it. But how do you prepare yourself to teach other children or to be a part of a program like this? Do the foundation offer some type of training workshop where you guys get trained on, Camp New Hope?
The foundations provide us tools to help that, but they also send us to various programs, leadership programs, conferences throughout the year. So all year we're learning as well. Get ready for camp. So
okay.
We're preparing all year long with different meetings and meeting with other counselors and camp directors and getting ideas from them. And doing an overnight camp with other directors.
Okay.
We're always, working with other directors to get trained for that two trained counselors to take care of kids.
Okay. Well, tell me this. You know, I know, it's, of course, it's not just you and Kadeem, but how do you go about finding other counselors like you to actually assist with this five-day overnight program for Camp New Hope? So how do you go about doing that? How do you find these people?
So with finding counselors, we reach out to colleges.
Okay.
And a few colleges that we reach out to, they have, like, a portal set up on their website. So we create a page, and then, you know, students can go on that page and sign up to come to camp. Also, most of our counselors are patients, right? So we get them by going to Grady Hospital, because a lot of people go to Grady for, you know, sickle cell crisis and that kind of stuff. And just word of mouth.
Okay.
And or social media, of course.
What are the qualifications or credentials that a counselor need in order to, you know, teach the children? Because, I mean, and when I talk about credentials, I'm like, you know, of course I know there's such things as background checks when we're dealing with kids and all that. Can you elaborate on that? Tell me, what does that look like?
So all counselors have to, yeah, they have to do a background check.
Okay.
They have to be CPR certified, and we do provide CPR certification for all our counselors.
Oh, wonderful.
And then counselors have to attend two mandatory trainings. And at these trainings, everything is covered in regards to sickle cell and camp.
Well, I know that that will give a lot of warm and fuzzy to a lot of parents that's listening in tonight to know that everyone has had a background check, to know that everyone is certified in CPR, and also know that the counselors are actually trained, you know, to take care of the children. That even gave me a warm and fuzzy, and I don't even have a kid up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we also do interviews.
So interviews, okay.
All the counselors.
Okay. Do you tend to have more men counselors or women counselors, about equal?
Well, we always have more women counselors.
Because we have empathy and compassion. We like taking care of the babies, okay.
So every year we always have. Also, we have a need for more women counselors, of course.
Okay.
We have more female campers.
Okay.
Than we have males.
What's the age group for a camper?
So age is from 6 to 17.
So 6. So they have to be 6 when they start camp, or can they be turning 6? I mean, what's the... what's the thing
they
here?
They have to meet the age limit at before camp.
Before camp, yeah. Okay. So if I'm 5, I need to have been 6 by July 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And then at 17, so if I'm going to turn 18 when camp start, I can't come.
No, we can't.
But I can come because there's something else that you guys offer.
Yes.
Lit, right? It's called Lit, Leadership and Training?
Leadership and Training.
Okay, tell me about that.
Leadership and Training is... it is a program that is created for the kids who just turned 18. They are in training to either become a counselor or prepare them. And, you know, some of them are going to school, so we want to prepare them for real world things with sickle cell. So just everything is involved. Getting older and giving back, and
Kadeem, help her out. It seems like she's a little stuck right
also,
there.
it's actually for 18 and 19 year olds.
Oh, 18 and 19. Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, are we going to have 25 year olds?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
once you turn a certain age and you can become a counselor.
Okay.
After a while, they might take a break for a year, but they usually come back. They would come back.
Okay.
Unlikely.
So 18 and 19 for Lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Lit also keeps, so when they turn 18, right, they
mm-hmm.
can't come to camp anymore.
Okay.
So to keep them connected, we have the Lit program.
Okay.
So we still kind of keep them under our wings.
Okay. Much. Okay. Yeah, because I noticed, you know, of course, doing the registrations and things like that for camp, there were several 18-year-olds that, well, 17-year-olds that we had that's getting ready to turn 18, but what I also noticed about it, many of them have been in our camps for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just could imagine that right at 17, we have to cut them off and say, oh, no, there's no more. But I'm glad to hear that we have that Lit program. And then, of course, for the parents that's listening in, if you have a child that don't necessarily want to be involved in the Lit program, but we also highly encourage them to still get connected to the foundation, become a volunteer, and there's many other events and things like that that we have that they can get involved in. Right, guys? So tell me about this. Tell me about this accreditation. I mean, I know this was so big for the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Woo! We are finally an accredited camp from American Camp Association. So tell me exactly, what does that mean?
It means that, well, actually, getting, before we get accredited.
Okay.
It's a lot of work that we have to go through, of course. So they want to make sure that your camp is up to standards.
Okay.
They want to make sure you're doing everything that you're supposed to do at camp.
Okay.
They make sure everybody that you have at camp is eligible to be at camp.
Oh, wow.
And they also do a campsite visit where, you know, they come, try to see how you run your camp, of
mm-hmm.
course. And then, as you said, we just got accredited in November of last year. So we are really excited about that.
We should be excited about that, Kadeem. Very excited about it.
But we don't want parents to think that the camp wasn't accredited. Now, the site, Camp Twin Lakes, has always been accredited. But we became accredited ourselves. So,
oh, no, that's what we mean.
We got, in other
absolutely.
Words, we got a double accredited camp.
That's right.
Yeah, so
absolutely. Exactly. Well, thank you for that clarification, Jackie. So I also know that we have an infirmary on site. So we don't have to worry about the distribution of meds, you know, gone wrong. We don't have to worry about what the kids are supposed to be or should be taking. The parents have done a great job in going in, filling out the application, making sure it's updated. We pull those applications to know and have it file on file for every single child. So give me a little bit more understanding, Kadeem and Ty, about the infirmary, the doctors who are working the infirmary, the nurses, and the social workers. So tell me about those three aspects of the infirmary.
So the infirmary, of course, is staffed by all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a medical supervisor,
mm-hmm.
and we have a medical director.
Okay.
The medical director is always on call, always, 24/7. And then,
are they there at the site?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're there most days, but not all the time.
Okay.
But on site, there's always a doctor.
Okay, I got you.
24/7, there is a doctor.
Okay.
There's always nurses.
Okay.
So the infirmary is always staffed, fully staffed.
Okay.
To handle whatever happens at camp.
Whatever.
Okay. But what makes these doctors so special is that they're already their doctors. They know them from
mm-hmm.
CHOA, from whatever hospital they go to. Majority of the kids know the doctors and the nurses already and the social workers.
Mm-hmm.
So they've seen familiar faces. They're comfortable with talking to the doctors and, you know, explaining their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia has done a phenomenal thing as well. We now have our doctor on site with us. His name is Dr. Kevin Mason. He's our chief medical officer. And it was so interesting that when he started and we started pulling up the camp files, he knew the children himself because he's a pediatrician. So he's like, oh, I know Jessica. Oh, I know Bob. Let me call their parents. I could talk to them. So that was really cool to see that he himself has experience with a lot of the kids and he's going to be at camp this year. So we are very, very, very excited about Dr. Mason being a pediatrician and knowing many of the kids for many, many years. And now he's going to be at the camp helping you guys out this year. I want to move on and just talk about a couple of more things. You know, we have this phenomenal lady who's the camp director, and she cracks a mean whip, I must tell you guys. But yet, we know it's because of her love of the organization, her love of camp. And her name is Jeanette Newman. Jeanette Newman has started a youth services division inside of the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia because she really believes that the future is going to be the youth. Becoming, you know, the people that is going to head up the foundation one day. So as the result of that, you guys now have this division, the Youth Services Division, and she's challenging you to really take control of this division, right? So tell me, how does that feel to, number one, be empowered, to, number two, not only be empowered to take control, but then to know that someone trusts you and have faith that you can do it? Well, what does that mean to you guys?
Well, it means a lot. It means that she's seen something in us. She's seen that we were working really hard with camp, and we wanted to be involved in every way. We wanted to do more. We brought so many things to her. She was like, I can't handle all this, you guys. Maybe if you take it on, you guys can start it up. You guys can bring your ideas to me, and then we can go from there. We can create the programs throughout the year because we want the youth service to be with us. We want youth to be able to come to the foundation all year long.
Okay.
Or not come to the foundation, or be involved in the foundation all year long. So we want to bring activities. We want to bring. We want to know that we're here for them, not just for camp, not just for the race or you know anything. We want to know that they're. We love them.
You love them. I know. You know, you guys are a strong resource. So, Kadeem, you know, you have been here. You've seen it. And I've seen the activities that you guys have already done. I mean, the skating party, which was a whole lot of fun. You're doing some local drives and things like that to raise money for the children. You're taking pictures. I mean, you guys are really, really getting involved. And I just want to commend you for the job that I see you guys doing, as well as, you know, the management team here inside of the foundation. But, Kadeem, you know, tell me, your personal experience, you know, you said, I have a full-time job. But, yeah, you have this full-time job. But I swear, I thought you was full-time in sickle cell. I didn't know you was part-time. So I'm like, you got two full-time jobs, and then you're doing camp. So why? Why? What are you doing? Tell me, why? What's going on?
This is all because of my love for sickle cell.
Okay.
And people living with sickle cell, of course.
Okay.
And not just to provide for an activity, but also to provide information. Yeah, about education.
Yeah, because there are people that, you know, need resources. You know, there are a lot of parents with the children that are affected by a sickle cell disease that can't work because their children are ill and they have to be at home full time. So as a result of that, we know there's many different services that they probably will qualify for and in need of. And so I know that we also provide those services and those resources to those individuals. So thank you for that. But I want to talk a few more minutes, and then, you know, I want you guys to chime in with each other, and this is for the overview of the room here. But we talk about having 140 kids, 150 kids at one time, right? And typically when you're hearing about that many kids in an environment at that time, you start thinking about chaos. How are you guys able to keep it all under control?
So first, with our planning committee.
The planning committee.
Planning committee, we plan for... You know, we plan for that 150 kids.
Okay.
So we make provisions for 150, and we also have backup plans.
Okay.
So we try to make sure, okay, we have 50 that's coming directly to camp. Not saying 50 is coming to camp, but just an example. But we make provisions for those people going directly to camp.
Okay.
And those people coming from Atlanta. Also people coming from outside of Atlanta. So not everybody coming to the camp at the same time, because that would be crazy.
It'd be chaotic.
Exactly. So people coming in at different times so we can have a smooth check-in process.
Okay. So what happens if a child comes to you and say, Mr. Kadeem, I don't feel good? What's the process for that child?
Take him to the infirmary.
Take him to the infirmary, and you let the doctors and the nurses handle it from there. Have you ever had a situation that you didn't know a child was ill, but they were ill?
I think it happens all the time because a lot of kids, they don't want to tell you they're sick because they don't want to go home.
They don't want to go home,
their
right.
Their first thinking is, okay, if I go to the infirmary, they're going to send me home.
Okay.
But the infirmary staff, they try their best not to send kids home. They do everything in the infirmary to keep them at camp.
Okay. What is the process of contacting the parent? You know, parents have their emergency contact list. And parents, if you have not updated that and you don't have the right numbers, you don't have the right person, please take time and make sure that you update. That is critical. So what's the process, the chain of command as it relates to, okay, got a child, not feeling quite well, do have to go home. What's that process like?
Okay, so after they go to the infirmary, the nurses check them out, the doctor that's there, then the decision is made by the medical director.
Okay.
How critical, you know, this child is if they need to go to the hospital. And if they do need to go to the hospital, they're going to send them back to Atlanta, to the hospitals that, you know, we know take care of people with sickle cell.
Okay.
So the decision, of course, is made by the medical director. And parents will be contacted.
Okay.
If, you know, your child is ill, and before we take them away from camp, we'll call the parents.
Okay. I'll ask another question. I'm sorry I got these questions, but I'm getting these questions from parents, and so that's why I'm asking these questions tonight. I think it bodes for a better understanding of the process and what's going on, because we had a lot of time, first-time sickle cell kids this year. And I applaud those parents that was waiting, and they kept going to our website, you know, like, when is it open and when is it open? Like I said, we opened it early, January the 9th this year, and we were completely closed and full by what, Kadeem, end of March, first
end
of April,
March,
yeah, we were totally, totally full, because now the word is getting out that, hey, if you got a child with a sickle cell disease, they need to go to Camp New Hope. It's an unbelievable experience. So as a result of that, we're getting people that is on the lookout for the dates that we open. So when a parent decides that they want to send their child to Camp New Hope, Kadeem, where do they go?
They go to the Sickle Cell Foundation website.
So let me give them a link for you, because we made it easy for them.
www.sicklecellcamp.com.
Very, very easy. And when they get there to that page, what do they do?
Well, you're going to click on that big button that says register.
Yep.
And it's going to take you to Camp Docs. And you're going to, if it's your first time, you have to create an account. But if you're if it's a returning camper, all their information will be inside of Camp Docs. So you just put in your email address and put in your password.
Okay.
And if you don't remember your password, you can always reset it.
Okay. And we also have something very special in place as well. We offer scholarships. And we offer scholarships to help those parents out that have some extenuating circumstances that would not allow them to be able to pay for camp. There's a hindrance there. There's an emergency there. Something is going on that the parent's saying, I'm just not going to be able to make it, but I really, really want my kid to come. So we also have a scholarship process. That scholarship process is a parent can go online on the same page, sicklecellcamp.com. At the very bottom, click on apply for a scholarship. Now, let me just tell you this. If you've gotten a scholarship the year before, you don't get a scholarship the very next year, because we have to allow for some other children, some other parents. But there is a process. So you go through there. We take all the applications in. Once we've received our funding from the different sponsors that's going to help us out, we then look over those applications and make a determination with the panel on who's going to receive a scholarship, right? And then we call the parents up and we let them know, congratulations, your child have received a scholarship. So those are two things that we do. And we want you guys to know that the assistance is definitely there. If you're starting to talk about a sponsorship, though, that's different from a scholarship. A sponsorship says that an individual is willing to pay for a child to go to camp. Now, let me clarify this. A sponsorship is a person, organization, business, whomever has decided that they want to take and find a child to go to camp. When a sponsorship is offered, it's $250 per child. Why? Because we are already at the foundation allowing the parents to pay just $75. So we have to make up the difference of that $250 from that $75, which is like $125. So we're actually going out and trying to do fundraisers and different things ourselves to raise that money. So if you're an organization that's on tonight and you want to sponsor a child, that sponsorship is going to be $250. If you're a parent on tonight, we've already made it very reasonable for you to send your child, you know, 5 days. Four nights for $75. So just want to make that very clear for you guys tonight, $75. So without further ado, what I want to do is to turn it back on over to each one of you with a final closing comment. But before you actually close out tonight, I want to do one thing. I want to tell our audience about this unbelievable event that's coming up this Saturday. Y'all ready for this? So ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday is called the Atlanta Juneteenth event. And it is going to take place at 12 p.m. is what time the parade begins. The parade starts at Mosley Park, 1685 Martin Luther King Drive, Atlanta, Georgia. And it will end on Morris Brown College, which is 643 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. The duration of the program is about 90 minutes, an hour and a half. The parade distance is about 1.7 miles. And what's so exciting? We have Tom Jones from WSB-TV. He's a reporter anchorman. And we also have our poster child, Manny, that's actually going to be in the parade. And carrying the Sickle Cell Foundation banner, who other? Our community health workers. And then, wait guys, it gets better. On site there, we actually have an information table. We're going to have a booth all set up. It's going to be on the campus yard at the festival. So we're going to be represented there. So if you're a parent, and you want to meet some of the community health workers, you want to meet these phenomenal youth service counselors that's taking care of your babies, you may want to come out and support this parade. Again, it's called the Juneteenth Atlanta Parade and Festival. This festival dates back to 1865 is commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. June 19th, that the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. So this is a very, very important parade, right, guys? And I'm just so excited that we're going to take part in this. So come on out, join us, represent the Sickle Cell Foundation. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my people here tonight. And each one of you, I'm going to ask you just to give a warm and fuzzy to a parent that's listening tonight. And I see my new parents on. We got a lot of people that called in tonight. They're listening, and they are getting ready to depart and have separation anxiety. As a lot of you guys, though, you ain't having no separation anxiety. You just excited so you can rest for a week. But they have separation anxiety. The children is getting ready to go away for the first time. Jackie, what can you offer to that parent?
Well, and I wanted to say that a lot of the parents in the past, the children have gone, and after they come back, the first thing a lot of other parents might have, can you increase the time of the camp instead of 1 week? And the children really want to, and I pick at some of the kids, I said, okay, we're going to let your parents go next time. No, they can't go. So it's really exciting about the kids, but parents know that your children are going to be taken care of. You don't have to worry. Even to the fact, give an example. People be concerned about, at this site, is it secure? Can anybody just come on the camp at this site? You cannot come to that site unless we have your name. It is on a list and it has been cleared. There is a gate. You cannot go in this gate without a code. Nobody gets this code, so you have to be approved. So it is secure. And I want to say something else about on departure day, just to see, show you how secure it is. If a child comes up, the children have to have their temperature taken. If a child has a temp, they will not be able to go to camp. That's to make sure that other kids won't be exposed to any viruses or anything like that, to make sure those kids will not get sick at camp. So a lot of precautions that are taken. And I will say that a lot of the campers that have gone in the past, now that they are counselors, so, and I always tell them, remember the old saying, payback? So now all that stuff that you did when you were a camper, now you're going to get it back. Because the little ones are looking forward to getting you too. It's a really good activity for the kids, and you don't have to worry.
Why, thank you very much, Ms. Jackie George. I tell you, Jackie, I'm really excited that you're here and you've provided a lot of knowledge tonight to the parents that's listening in about Camp New Hope. So thank you for the history.
No,
so, Ms. Beverly?
Well, Tabitha, since Jackie took up most of my time,
All
I'm going to say to the parents, our vision is living well with sickle cell. And believe me, when you send your child to camp, that is it. They will live well with sickle cell and have a wonderful time. You don't have to worry about them. And they're not gone for a year. Some of y'all think they're going for a year. You pack for the children like they're going for a year. You have three or four bags. I'm like, where do they think the children are going? They're only going away for 6 days.
Did you say three bags?
You wouldn't surprise.
Three suitcases. Yeah. Change 3 or 4 times.
Parents, we only need one suitcase. You can send 3 pairs of shorts and 2 shirts. You can send them. You know, they're going to be okay. We don't need 3 suitcases. They're not going to Las Vegas.
So, but they will have a wonderful time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Beverly. So, Ty, you know, our lead counselor, you know, our lead person up there, you know, what is the one word that you can leave with the parents tonight as it relates to leaving their child with us for 1 week?
One
first
word.
Time. No, not one word. I'm just saying, what would you say? Not one word.
I'm going to say the kids, they come to camp, and if it's their first time, most of the time they're nervous. But guess what? The kids usually can sense it, and they're very aware. I guess when they get to camp, they become like best friends. It's like a whole new world.
Wow.
They take care of each other. So just know that they're going to have support. Everyone's going to support them, and everyone supports each other. So
they got all these brothers and sisters, and that's what they
feel like they're brothers and sisters. They're finally seeing old friends, and we try to tell them as soon as they get off the bus, make new friends. Make friends and, you know, even the counselors, we try to let them know they have sickle cell and everyone is just like you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, Ty. I really, really appreciate it. And I know the parents are looking forward to meeting you, and so are the kids. So, Kadeem, you've been around the block a time or two, buddy, and you got a lot of kids that are looking forward to seeing you. I know that for sure. I think you was just about in every single picture with the kids. I'm like, is he playing at camp or what? So, Kadeem, if you could leave the parents with a message tonight, particularly, like I said, this year is our first year that we have so many new parents and new children that are coming. What's the word of encouragement that you will leave for the parents tonight?
All right, so first thing, the new parents and old parents as well, if you can, let your child ride on the bus to camp.
Oh,
that
wow.
That is where the camp experience begins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They learn the camp songs.
Okay.
They share experiences.
Okay.
And that's where, like, friendships are made.
On the bus?
On the bus.
Wow.
And it's an hour drive from Atlanta. You'll be amazed of the friendships and what they talk about.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. I know it's supposed to be your closing, but let me just ask you a question. Why would a parent want to drop off a child instead of allowing them to ride the bus?
They just don't want to let go, I guess.
Oh, they don't want to let go. That's what we're talking about, that separation anxiety, right?
Exactly.
Parents, bring your children to the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. We'll tell you where the location is, and let your kids ride the bus, okay?
Also, a lot of parents want to drop their kids off at camp because they want to see what the campsite is like.
Oh, that's understandable.
They want to know, is it going to be safe for them? But
oh, okay.
To those parents, you will not be allowed past the gymnasium where signing is.
Okay, I see.
Because in the past, we've had parents try to go in the cabins, try to make up beds, and we're not encouraging that.
Okay.
We're trying to encourage campers to, you know, be independent.
Right, make up
like,
their own bed.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
they'll be escorted out.
Now, do we have this? Let me just ask this. Are we having an orientation for the new parents this year? And is there anything available that a parent can actually go up before camp start to see the campsite?
They can't. Well, you can go on the camp website.
Okay.
Campton Lakes, Willoway, Winder. That's
okay.
Winder.
So okay.
Campton Lakes, they have different campsites. So you can. And also, you want to visit the site, you can call Campton Lakes and set up, you know, to go visit.
Okay. But you cannot visit while your child is there.
You cannot visit
while right. That is their experience. That's their camp.
Exactly.
So parents, do not come up there. We're going to turn you away now. Don't come. Waste your gas and waste your time. Okay. All right. Kadeem, you were saying what else? You said a camp bus. Let them ride the bus.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, before, for all kids that are coming to camp, a booklet will be sent out to all the parents.
Okay.
And it has everything you need to know about what's going to happen at camp.
Okay.
So it has, like, a typical day at camp, so you know what kind of things we do during the day.
Okay.
It also has a checklist of what your child needs to bring to camp.
And what they can't bring
as well.
Okay.
So cell phones is the number one no-no for camp.
Oh, wonderful. So you ban cell phones. I think that
totally
is perfect.
Ban cell phones.
I think that's perfect.
So on the first day, luggage, you know, are checked with the campers, of
okay.
course. And if they do have a cell phone, it will be turned over to the camp director.
Okay.
And they will not be allowed to have it until the last day.
Okay.
So they're going home.
Okay.
And parents need to understand, like, camp is about, you know, them experiencing camp life.
Okay.
Not for them to be checking social media and texting their parents and sending emails or whatever they do.
Okay.
But it's about camp, experiencing camp with other people living with sickle cell.
Well, wonderful. Well, Kadeem, I thank you so very much. Ty, I thank you so very much. And I understand, Ty, you may have one more thing you want to say.
Oh, and I was just going to say, no games. No, they can't bring any games from home. Any electronics or anything like that.
Okay.
Like, it's going to be in the booklet.
But that'll be in the booklet. Yeah, so when will they receive the booklet? Is that tomorrow, Kadeem? You say you're emailing it out?
So tomorrow, parents, look out for the email.
Okay. So you're going to send it out to them email. What if a parent want a printed copy of the book?
Yeah. So if parents want a hard copy, just let me know and we can mail it out to you.
Okay, but they have the ability to print it themselves, right?
They surely do.
Okay, all right, wonderful. So thank you for that, Ty. Again, Beverly, I thank you for your participation tonight, and Jackie, I thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you a few reminders. Number one, you can follow us on social media. We have a Camp New Hope Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We have a Twitter account. And I tell you, all the information is updated through our social media. And how do you find our social media? Well, it's very easy. Just go to sicklecellga.org. And the top right-hand corner, you'll see our Facebook button, you'll see our Twitter button, as well as our Instagram. You click on any of those, and it'll take you through our social media link. As well, we still communicate with you via email. So let's make sure that your email addresses are updated in the system, and we make sure that you have the preferred email on file, because that is the email that we're going to communicate to you with. And many parents did call this year and say, I didn't know camp was closed already. And when we went back to check, their email addresses were not updated. They had changed a different account. So please make sure that you always keep your contact information updated, because that is how we communicate with you. Kadeem, you want to say something else before we leave?
Yeah, one more thing. Parents and everybody listening, if you have any questions at all about camp, feel free to call. And I'll answer any questions you have. Well, I'll try to answer all the questions.
I was going to tell.
If I can't answer it, I'll get somebody that can answer it for you.
Right, and Kadeem could be reached at 404-755-1641, and his extension is 235-235, and it starts there. If he's not available, leave him a voicemail, and he'll be sure to get back with you as soon as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for participating tonight. And for those of you that were not able to participate, don't worry. We will have our recorded conversation from tonight's overview of Camp New Hope up on our website by tomorrow afternoon. We will email that link out to you. So please, if you know somebody that wasn't on tonight, feel free to share that link with them. They can get more information about Camp New Hope. Thank you all so much. Thank you to all of my guests here tonight. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's give ourselves a big hand of applause. Woo! Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night.